Good evening, I am Gary Black with the KUAC Newsminer Update. Alan Moore has mushed himself into an elite class of UConn Quest champions. Moore joins John Schandelmeyer, Hans Gott, and Lance Mackey, who have all won the Quest three times or more. KUAC's Zoe Rome was at the finish line this morning in Whitehorse to see Moore arrive and claim his third title.
Snow was falling on the finish line at Whitehorse as crowds waited for a headlight to bob into view. Then, suddenly, a team of dogs led by Alan Moore emerged from the distance to loud cheers.
Welcome to Whitehorse, Mr. Moore!
This is Alan Moore's seventh UConn Quest and third victory. His consistent lead earned him the poke of gold in Dawson and the rare accomplishment of crossing the finish line with all 14 dogs.
You know, not many people have arrived at the finish chute in any position with 14 dogs. And if I knew the answer how to do that every time, I would be doing it.
Conditions were good this year, and aside from the cold, one of the better years on the trail.
This one, comparatively, was not as tough because the trail was great. The only thing you had to deal with was the cold.
Moore arrived in Whitehorse this morning after slower progress through fluffy white snow that covered the trail and obscured Moore's vision.
Well, I wish I could have seen, but when it's snowing like this and my headlight, I could only see just a small place. I couldn't see anything other than the dogs.
Despite less than ideal conditions on the home stretch, Moore arrived with a comfy lead of several hours over Matt Hall, the second musher expected to cross the finish line. Now it's on to the next thing. Moore's dogs will compete in the Iditarod in just a few short weeks with his wife, Allie Zirkel. Moore will be taking out a team of youngsters and hopefully getting them in shape for next year's UConn Quest. On the UConn Quest Trail in Whitehorse, I'm Zoe Rome.
Last year's Quest winner, Matt Hall, crossed the finish line in second place this afternoon, followed by fellow veteran Laura Neese in third. Musher Paige Drobny, who had maintained a strong second place for much of the race, dropped out in Carmacks this morning after attempting to travel to Braeburn yesterday. A Quest press release says she decided to turn back to keep her team happy and healthy. That brings the total number of mushers who have either scratched or been withdrawn from this year's Quest to 12. The Red Lantern spot currently belongs to rookie Nathaniel Hamlin, who left Pelly Crossing more than 200 miles from the finish early this morning. Logan Hahnemann did not advance out of qualification in the men's classic sprint at the Winter Olympics in South Korea. The 24-year-old who grew up skiing in Fairbanks placed 42nd in the sprint qualifier early today outside the top 30 that moves on to heats that determine a winner. Alaska Pacific University program teammate Eric Bjornsson squeaked in the number 30 spot, but did not make it to the final, which was won by Norwegian Johannes Klebo. On the women's side, Bjornsson's sister, APU skier Sadie Bjornsson, easily qualified for the heats, but also did not reach the final, which was won by Sweden's Stina Nilsson. The White House has released a long-promised infrastructure upgrade plan. Alaska Public Media reports that it is getting mixed reviews from Alaska's U.S. senators.
You've got a specific set aside for rural infrastructure. That's good, but the devil's going to be in the details here.
Senator Lisa Murkowski says she has to examine the funding rules to make sure Alaska can benefit from the $50 billion intended for rural areas. Nationally, President Trump's plan aims to build $1.5 trillion in transportation projects and public works, but the federal government would just put up $200 billion. The rest would come from state, local, and private funds. Murkowski has her doubts about the private investment.
You know, we know that in Alaska, trying to pay for things by way of a toll road, it's not going to work for us.
She also cast doubt on the state's ability to provide significant matching funds. More subtly, Murkowski says she'll be on the lookout for requirements that include cost-benefit ratios. Alaska projects cost a lot and benefit relatively few. Murkowski says Alaska doesn't do well when federal funding requests are judged on per capita costs.
It's criteria like that that, for me, could not only be very worrisome, but be really a death knell for a state like Alaska in our ability to be treated fairly.
She says she will learn more about the infrastructure proposal at a White House meeting Wednesday. Senator Dan Sullivan is pleased the plan includes environmental permitting reform to speed up the time it takes to get a project started. He says regulatory efficiency is an idea that appeals to Republicans and Democrats. Environmental groups, though, say the plan would weaken environmental safeguards. And for more on tonight's stories or others, visit newsminer.com or KUAC.org. I am Gary Black.